A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Sukkah Lamed Ches, Sukkah 38a, pagination page 75, starting the first Mishnah on the page, which can be found six lines from the top in the middle of the line. There's a fascinating halacha that a person is not allowed to eat a meal during the time period when a special mitzvah has introduced itself and needs to be attended to during this time period. This is true, for example, there's a whole discussion regarding having a meal in the afternoon before a person has davened mincha, what the parameters are, but it is a discussion. The concept is that there's a mitzvah that has to be done during this time period, and one is not allowed to eat a meal that would therefore cause a distraction before he's going to go ahead and do the mitzvah. Likewise, if a person has certain mitzvahs in front of them from the beginning of the day, a person has to make sure to do those mitzvahs before he goes ahead and eats a meal. This discussion comes up regarding shofar, regarding Megillas Esther on Purim, and over here we're encountering it regarding lulav on Sukkot. So the halacha coming out of this Mishnah is, Misha ba bederech, a person came from a journey, v'lohaya b'yado lulav, litol, and he didn't have a lulav yet to take. L'chashe yichanes leveso, when he comes to his house, yitol al shulchano, he should take the lulav despite his table. In other words, despite the fact that he started eating a meal, there's a problem here. And he has to interrupt his meal and go ahead and take the lulav. This is a very complex subject because we know that one of the considerations regarding this not eating before doing a mitzvah is that sometimes if one already started eating, one is allowed to continue eating and then do the mitzvah afterwards. So we need to know what is the case of our Mishnah that insists that you would have to stop eating and proceed to do the mitzvah of lulav. The Mishnah states, another piece of information, very important, that the entire day is appropriate to do the mitzvah of lulav. It's acceptable. Lo natal shachris, that if a person did not do it in the morning, yitol bein arabayim, he could still do it late afternoon. Shekol ayom kasha lo lulav, the entire day is kasha for lulav. Again, going back to the first part of the Mishnah, person has not yet done the mitzvah, and we're telling him he must interrupt his meal and do the mitzvah. What's the case? So the Gemara tells us, beginning of a line, Amrit, you're telling me, not lo al shulchano, he should take it despite his table, despite his meal. Lememra, are you telling me, demafsik, that he has to interrupt his meal? Viramini, I'll ask you a question regarding the list that's given of things that a person's not allowed to do until after he's davened mincha, based on the Mishnah in the first parak of Shabbos. Im hischilu ein mafsikin. We have a rule over there that if a person is involved in those endeavors, once he started, he does not have to stop. So why over here do we make you stop in the middle of the meal? The Gemara offers two different distinctions. Both of them are upheld in practical halacha. Amar Rav Safra, or Safra answers, Lo kasha, it's not a problem. I'll give you the distinction. Hadi'ika shahus bayom. One case is that there's enough time during the day. In other words, I know how long the endeavor I'm involved with is supposed to take, and I know that once I'm finished, there'll still be time to do the mitzvah, so I'm allowed to finish my endeavor and then go ahead and do the mitzvah afterwards. Hadaleka shahus bayom. But here is a case where there's not enough time in the day if I continue doing what I'm doing. And therefore, as the Mishneh Berurah explains in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, therefore, I'm obligated to stop immediately and do the mitzvah. Right? Here's the problem. Obviously, we're not being told that you are obligated to stop doing your endeavor in order to do a mitzvah. If the mitzvah is a mitzvah overis, you're going to miss the time for the mitzvah. Of course you have to stop what you're doing and do the mitzvah. We're talking about a religious Jew. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush here is that even though the person would say, I have a different time during the endeavor that I'd like to stop, not right now, he's not allowed to do that. He would have to stop right away. Let's take a practical example. A person sits down to a meal, and the meal is like a chasna meal. It's intended to be a 2-hour meal, a 3-hour meal. And he knows that that will take him beyond the time for mincha, or beyond the time for lulav. So then we're being told here, yitol al shulchano, you have to stop your endeavor right away and do the mitzvah. Even though he would argue that I would like to do it during a better break, intermission. I'd like to do it at a different time. But if the normal behavior that you're involved with will take you after the Zman, Mishneh Berurah says, that's what we're being told. You have to stop now and do the mitzvah. The other possibility is Omar Rava. My Kushya, why is it bothering you, the comparison between our Mishnah and the discussion of Mincha and those endeavors that you're not obligated to stop once you've started? Dilma Hod Oraisa Hod Rabbanon. The distinction may very well be that our case is a case of De Oraisa. It's a biblical example of Lulav, meaning the first day. The Mishneh Berurah says our second day as well has the same halacha, Mishum Sveika De Yoma. But Hadrabanon, Mincha is Derabanon. And likewise, if you would have a case of Lulav that's Derabanon, a case that's dealing with Chalamoed part of Sukkis, then indeed you'd be allowed to wait until after you finished your meal, and then you would bench Lulav. So we have two different answers, both of them upheld. If you're dealing with a De'oraisa, Lulav on the first 2 days, so then you'd be obligated to stop your meal immediately and do the mitzvah, even if you know that there's going to be time after the meal to do the mitzvah. That's not enough by a De'oraisa. You would stop the meal, do the mitzvah. If, however, you're dealing with a derabanan, which is the case of mincha and lulav during Chol HaMoed, because the pasuk only says, ulakachtam lochem bayom harishon, that the taking that must be done everywhere, even out of the Beis HaMikdash, is all going to be derabanan out of the first days. So then, since you're dealing with a derabanan, you'd be allowed to finish the meal and then do the mitzvah, provided that there's going to be time afterwards to do the mitzvah. But if there's no time, then yitol al shulchano. You're going to have to take it right away. Going back to our Mishnah, what's the case of yitol al shulchano that you have to do it right away? No eating. Either it's the case of de'oraisa that caused you to interrupt your meal, or the case of derabanan lulav, because you've calculated that there's not enough time after eating to still do the mitzvah, and therefore you have to stop right away when you realize. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tav Reish Nun Beis presents a fascinating shaila of people who do not have access to a lulav, and they're expecting it to be delivered to them from a different shul, perhaps, after chatzos, after midday. What should they do about eating? And the Mishnah Berurah says that, yes, they're supposed to wait until they do the mitzvah of lulav. However, if necessary, te'ima, just tasting something without making a real meal, would be permitted before doing the mitzvah. And also, if fasting on Yom Tov before doing the lulav mitzvah is going to require fasting until after Chatzos, like he gave that example, that they're not going to get the lulav until after Chatzos, then because it's osur lehisanos, it's forbidden to fast on Yom Tov, the ethical conflict over here would require that you start your meal, and a person should make sure that he has mishayas kirenu lenotlo, that he has a system in place that will remind him to take the lulav when it does become available. Yashar koach, have a great day.